You're listening to the See the Unseen podcast, where our number one focus is creating a little visibility for people who deserve a whole lot of spotlight. I'm your host, Melissa Georgioff, and I'm here to share some amazing stories that can transform and inspire lives. So get ready to take those blinders off and see the unseen. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how to have a closer relationship with God. And I really wanted to just share my experience and my personal growth or my spiritual growth with God. This subject has kind of come up a lot when I'm talking to friends and just colleagues and different people who might have trouble having godly conversations with people or sharing the gospel with people. And so what I thought I would do is just get on here and kind of explain what my morning routine is and how it's helped me in my personal and professional life. So to get started, I would say that, first of all, I did a podcast called How to Pray in 3 to 5 Minutes. And this is really just information that I received from being in our church group. And it has really helped me a lot. You can go back and look at that listen to that podcast, but I'll just quickly go through that piece of it. So each morning when I wake up, the first thing that I do is actually let my dogs out and I look outside because lately I've been really looking at the moon. Just looking at the sky and listen to the birds chirping and just really taking in, you know, the awesome God that we have that's created this universe. And I would say that, you know, years ago in my life, I would never even have paid attention to things like that. But as you get a closer relationship with God, you start paying attention to things that you might normally not have paid attention to. Like, for example, times when I see animals, like I might look at an elephant or a giraffe, and you guys might think this is really crazy, but it'll bring tears to my eyes. Like I'll start getting really emotional because I look at them and just think, this is something that God has created. So I think that that's, so the first thing I do is I let my dogs outside. So you probably heard them barking. That's why I had to pause this for a second, but I let them out and I look outside and I feed the dogs and then I immediately read my Bible verse. And I wish I would have taken it. I have a little calendar. And so I'll read the Bible verse for the day. And then I take a picture of it and I send my Bible verse to, well, what started to be a family group chat and then a couple friends as a group chat has grown to 50 people. So I just write their names down in here. And as you can see, I have them all listed. And I take a picture and then I personally text each person individually. So no, I do not put it on a group text, but I message them individually because I don't, if they want to respond to me, I don't want it to go to a group. And honestly, I just pray for each one of the people that are on my Bible verse list. And I'll explain a little bit of how that all came about too. But right after I do that, I will pray. And so my podcast before says, you know, how to pray in 3 to 5 minutes, but I'm going to go through this with you again. So I think of an acronym like ACTS, A-C-T-S. So A is admiration or adoration. You know, I basically tell God how much I love him and what he means to me. And, you know, I'll just, when I pray, I say, dear Heavenly Father, I love you. Hear my prayers. Then and fill me up with your Holy Spirit. And then C is confess. So I will confess my sins. So I will say, please forgive me for cussing if I cussed, or please forgive me if I gossiped, you know, forgive me for gossiping. And at points in my life, I have also asked for forgiveness for what our pastor would call secret sins, sins that you hold on to that you might have done, you know, years ago and you've never asked for forgiveness. But I'm specific about my sins. Please forgive me for cussing, for example. You know, I used to cuss all the time and I used to throw out the F-bomb, quite frankly, and I liked it. It felt good. And in business, when you're stressed out, sometimes, you know, people did. And I just decided, you know what? It's not that I think cussing's horrible. I mean, the Bible does talk about it and says that you shouldn't use foul language. So I just got to a point where I was like, you know what? I don't want people to think of me like this. And if I'm a Christian, I want to allow God to mold me into the person he wants me to be. And I just don't want anyone to be put off by the fact that they heard me cussing. So I just wanted to stop doing it. And quite frankly, it was like, I first thought I can't do it, or, you know, and it was difficult. And a woman that I used to work with, she used to say, she thought people cussed because they didn't have anything intelligent to say. Like that was the only word that they could think of, which I thought was an interesting way to look at it too. But for me, I kept praying about it. And when I would pray about it, I said, you know, please forgive me for cussing, and please, I don't want to cuss anymore. Please take it away. And quite frankly, I don't know what happened. I guess God just answered my prayers because I just stopped doing it. And I can't tell you that it was hard. It just something that just went away. Now, do I mess up every now and then and throw out a cuss word? Yeah, every now and then it happens. But I can tell you it rarely happens now. So I would say, you know, confess your sins. That's the second thing. The next thing would be thanksgiving. So I thank God for all the blessings in my life. And I will start with, you know, for my daughter, thank you for Kaylee and Zach and baby Shane. And thank you for my son, Braden, and Kennedy, his girlfriend. And then I'll thank you for Andy, my husband, and thank you for Addie and Huxley, the girls. And, you know, and I will say thank you for my family. And I will go down to my brother, Eric and Tim and Christy and their families and their spouses and their marriages and all my friends and my family and all the people on my Bible verse list. And then I will say, you know, thank you. You know, I would specifically talk about the things that may be going on in all of their lives. And I would, you know, say I pray for their health, or a couple of friends of mine are going through cancer, and a former boss of mine is going through cancer and brain cancer. And I will pray that God will heal him and heal his brain cancer. And so I, you know, there are different things that I'll go down the line and ask God to, you know, or just pray for other people. And then I will thank God for my home and the food we eat and the clothes on my back and my job. And I will thank God for not only the home I live in now, but the home that we're building, and for all the workers that are building our home, and for my dogs, and for just literally, you know, financially, for blessing me financially so that I can help other people. And so I just really kind of go down my own health, go down the line of all the things that I'm grateful and thankful for. And then lastly is supply. So it's ACTS, so supply. So ask God for what you need. And I might say, you know, fill me up with your Holy Spirit. Help me to be a better Christian. Help me to do a good job on a project that I'm working on. What is it I need? Help me to be courageous. Help me to speak up. Help me to be humble. Help me to help other people. Put the people that need help in my life. How can I help the people that are in my life? I mean, I'm always thinking, well, how can I help other people? But what are we doing to help the people that God has placed in our life already? So I think about those kind of things. So that's what I would say about how to pray. And I say 3 to 5 minutes, but quite frankly, sometimes I'm praying for 15 or 20 minutes. Really just depends on the day and what's going on. The other thing I would say is, you know, after I send my Bible verses out to each person, sometimes I'll send a little message with it too and ask how they're doing, or how can I pray for them today, or what's going on in your life, or you know, they'll share different things with me. And so at times I've kind of thought, you know, is this helpful? Should I continue to do this? Do people even care that I'm sending them? And, you know, I'll get feedback from someone that, you know, my hairstylist, Sam, she'll say things like, you know, I love when you send them to me because it's like, whatever's going on in my life, that's what I needed to hear today. Or, you know, there are a couple of women in the company that I work for, and they'll say, you know, thank you for sending this to me. I really needed it. And I can tell you, when I first started this whole sending the Bible verse thing, quite frankly, it was kind of selfish because I had lost my job And I had lost a lot of connections because people are still working. And I mean, when you lose your job and you're not working, it gets a little lonely and you're like, who do I talk to now? And where am I going and what am I doing? And so, originally I kind of started it. It was like, part of our Go group. We call it a Go group at church, but it's to basically, pray for, you know, five different people who are on your top five list, that needs to hear about God or needs to get back in, into a relationship with God. And so, that's kind of how it somewhat started to. So I started sending it just a couple people. But I'd say, you know, I send Bible verses to people, each day. Some are friends, colleagues. And I said, would you like me to add you to my Bible verse list? Now, if they say no, or they don't respond, I don't add them. But if they say sure, then I add them. And so I write their name down. And then every morning, and I've been doing this for about a year, I think year and a half. And I really do try to do it every single day. Even when I'm traveling, I take a picture of the names in my book and I will try and send them, of course. And then some people know that, like, oh, you're up at 5 a.m. or, oh, you're not up till, you're not sending these till 7. So some people pay attention and they think that's when I get up, but sometimes I just don't get to it until later at night. But anyway, I tell you that because this has helped me create almost like a new community of friends. These are people that are now in my life every single day. I think about these people every day and, you know, and I'm sending them, you know, I'm feeding information into them and feeding, you know, my Bible verses into them. So that's been a blessing to me as well. And then lastly, I would say read my Bible. So I'm not as good at this as I should be. At times I will read, you know, basically what we are taught is to pray about it, ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand the words that we're reading. And so I will read the Bible verse. We're to read it multiple times, preferably 2 times, and then really ask God, you know, what are, you know, whatever your biggest struggles are in your life, ask him to, you know, help you in some way and let other, and allow him to help you help other people in some way. And so I will read the Bible verses, you know, ask, what is God trying to tell me here? Or what am I supposed to, what is the takeaway here? What am I supposed to learn? So I would say, I guess 3 questions would be is, what is the Bible saying here? What is there to obey here? And who can I tell the scripture to today? So those are kind of the things that I do every single day. I'm also involved every other Sunday in our church group, which is really just a group of men and women. Some are single people, some are married, but we have dinner at 6 o'clock and then somebody brings dinner and somebody brings dessert and we all kind of talk together and then we separate and go our separate ways and the men kind of go into one room and we go into another and we have Bible study. And that has been really great too. I would strongly encourage you to get into a church group because these, you know, your church becomes your family too. I mean, unfortunately, I don't always see my family every day. You know, I might only see them on social events like Easter and Christmas and a summer swim party, but like every single day you don't, but each week, you know, when you go to church, I go to church on Sunday and then at Sunday night we have our church group. And I know some people have church group through the middle of the week, but this also becomes your family. And so that's been very meaningful to Andy and I. And then we also have Go groups. And so these are meetings that we go to throughout the week that where we learn how to share the gospel with people and how to go out into the community and how to develop relationships. So the reason I just wanted to get on here and share, because anybody can do this. You know, you get better and better as you go, but this is something that's really been something I guess we've been doing for about a year, year and a half. And at first it might seem a little uncomfortable, but I can tell you that, you know, you get a little better at it each day. And so I just wanted to encourage you to, if you're not involved in church, get involved in church. Or, you know, if you want to be on my Bible verse list, you know, send me a message or respond at the end of my YouTube video. But Anyway, I just want to thank you for listening to my podcast. I have a really cool guest coming up here on Monday night. His name is Andy Raines. I'm so excited that he's going to be on the podcast. This guy was a pastor for 25 years. I don't want to give too much away, but he was a pastor for 25 years. He had never taken an art class. He has never painted. He had never painted in his life. And about 12 years ago, God told him that you're going to paint. And he was like, I'm going to do whatever you say to do, God. And he started painting. And I'm going to share with you right now. I'm just going to share this picture with you. This is a picture that he painted of Jesus. Is this incredible or what? So he's going to be on my podcast. You have to listen to this because he paints and he paints to music. And when he said that he just started praying and God, you know, he asked God to interfere and to help him paint, and he paints, and every single painting is different. He's painted like 8,500 paintings. So anyway, you have to listen to the podcast on Monday, and I appreciate you. And if anyone hasn't told you this week, you are appreciated, you're loved, you're heard and seen. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and check me out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. And have a great weekend.